from KQED.
California's plan to connect Los Angeles and San Francisco by high-speed rail has been called everything from visionary to the crazy train because of its $68 billion price tag. But supporters, including Governor Jerry Brown, caught a big break in court Thursday when a three-judge appeals court panel overturned a lower court decision that had thrown the whole project into doubt. Joining us now to talk about that, along with the four-week sprint to the end of this two-year legislative session that starts on Monday, is John Myers, senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. John, first of all, that decision by the appeals court, what's the significance of it?
Well, you know, the critics, Scott, of high-speed rail say, hey, look, it's not that significant. This isn't over. This fight could go to the California Supreme Court. But, you know, I covered that trial, and I really do think this is a complete win for Governor Jerry Brown and high-speed rail supporters. This tells the high-speed rail authority to go full steam ahead. It allows the state treasurer even to sell the 2008 bonds that were approved by voters, which was $9 billion. And let's not forget, construction is expected to begin soon in the Central Valley. I think this is a big win.
All right. And turning back to the state capitol, John, state lawmakers return from their summer recess next week to start that four-week sprint to the end of the two-year legislative session. Hundreds of bills being considered. And, you know, for most folks, John, August is a relatively quiet month, summer recess and all. Why is it that August is such a frenetic time up in the capitol?
Yeah, it's not quiet in Sacramento. It's frenetic in election years, especially because this is the end. It's the last hurrah for a two-year legislative session. So hundreds of bills have to either go to the governor or they die. Big stakes here on hand. Interest groups really focused. Lawmakers are termed out in some cases. So this is their final lap in Sacramento, and there's a lot to watch.
Well, let's focus on a couple things, John. There's two big bond measures they'll be taking up for the November ballot. Tell us about those.
Yeah, very soon, Scott. Lawmakers, I think, only have about a week or so to put anything else on the November ballot. A water bond is really the big focus, specifically one that is smaller than the $11 billion plan that is already called Prop 43. There's also bipartisan support for a multi-billion dollar schools bond for a school construction project. But the one person that is not convinced on that school bond is Jerry Brown, who wants voters, I think, to focus on how he has erased debt in the fall campaign. New debt on the ballot, I think, would run against his political narrative.
And John, just looking ahead at some of the specific legislation that the legislature will be taking up, it's been a few months now since that deadly shooting at UC Santa Barbara. And as you recall, when that happened, there were calls for new gun control measures. What's happening on that front, if anything?
Yet two bills to watch over the month of August. One of them would require law enforcement to check the gun registration database in California whenever they are called to check on someone who may be a danger. This would, in theory, have meant that law enforcement would have seen that the young man in Isla Vista had weapons. There's another bill at the state capitol that would allow those weapons to be temporarily removed by a judge, both inspired by the Isla Vista case, and both could go through the legislature and be on the governor's desk.
There is also a bill, John, to require employers to give workers at least 3 paid sick days a year. Now, the Chamber of Commerce calls that a job killer. How big a priority is it for organized labor and their Democratic allies in Sacramento?
I think it's a big fight, and it is really one of these that's in a long line of labor versus business. You know, these are low-income workers who don't get sick days in California. Now, everyone, both sides, say this is about money for families or the cost of business. I think the biggest question really, Scott, is what will the governor do if this makes his desk, and even can it get to his desk? You know, the business community has a number of moderate Democratic friends in the California State Senate. I think this is going to be a close one.
As you pointed out, John, this, of course, is an election year, and Democrats, including Jerry Brown, like to tout their green energy credentials. But there's a bill to delay implementation of a key part of the state's landmark legislation that fights global warming, AB 32, and it's sponsored by a Democrat. So I imagine environmentalists can't be too happy about that one.
Yeah, this is a fascinating one. This is one of those issues also, I think, where the spotlight in Sacramento is on the moderate, business-leaning Democrats in the legislature. A Fresno Democrat, as you said, Assemblymember Henry Perea, is the guy pushing this delay of putting fuel production in California under the state's carbon emissions cap. He agrees with the business community and the oil industry that it might raise gas prices. Now, the cap on fuel production emissions is supposed to begin next year, and so he wants to delay it. And this also, you know, Scott, is a rural and urban issue. And even another wrinkle here politically, Latino Democrats in the Capitol have almost all signed on to this delay, which adds, I think, another dimension. The governor, I think, would be unlikely to go along. And this could produce some kind of real schism inside Democratic circles. It's definitely one to watch.
John Myers, senior editor for KQED's California Politics and Government Desk. John, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.